The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Get on the chat room and tell me.
Hey, we're on the air now with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Carl and Linda. Can you hear us? We are on the air. Carl and Linda are live at the Band Cave.
Good morning, and we are here live on the... Well, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, we're down here at the Gulch.
Yep. You know what? We're very excited to be here. You cannot believe how many people are down here.
Of course,
live at the Pancake Breakfast 2026. Eric Woodstrom is passing by. But right now, hi.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl on the Bot. And as Linda just said, we're down here at Roaring Goat for all the pancake breakfast and thousands of our closest friends right here, right now. Yeah, today's the 15th of May, and it's 7:06 in the morning. News Top of the Hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Community and compassion. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex, Ben, and David are all there, I think.
How's it going? I'm
here. We can't hear them right now, but that's okay. We never have. I hope, get on the chat room, Alex, and tell me you can hear us and everything's going good. That's all I need for you right now.
I got the chat on.
So, today, the weather.
Well, we've got a fire watch going on right now. If you're looking at the weather, it's going to be a high today near 89. We've got a little bit of a breeze going on here downtown. Come on down for the, in fact, if you don't have tickets, we've got tickets right here. Come find our little booth. We're right across from the Reading Public Market, and we've got some tickets for you for the pancake breakfast. Tonight is mostly clear. It's beautiful rodeo weather. My God, who's been out there every single night, working it, being part of it. Tomorrow night, 81. What a perfect Saturday night for the rodeo. Sunny and Saturday night with 53. Sunday for Cowboy Church. Looks like we're going to have around 78. That's the high. Sunday night's going to be 54 and clear. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. Senior and veteran discounts. If you hear the guy, you know, hitting his pan, we've got the perfect guy to tell us all about it, and that's Andy Clemens. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Top puncher last year. This year, let's talk about what you're doing.
Well, I'm overseeing the club as president, more or less. That's what Top Hunter kind of translates to. It's been a great run, got a great crew. So far, things have been pretty smooth. Here we are again at this fantastic event for not just the local community, but the surrounding communities as well.
All right, so tell us what the guy going around hitting the pan means.
Oh, he's just creating hot chaos and making sure that, you know,
he's
being heard.
Yeah, like, where's my gold?
Right.
Where's my gold? Right. Okay, so tell us, give us a little history. We guys, we see you in yellow. We know how hard you work. You're in partnership. But give us just a quick, brief history of the Asphalt Cowboys, the beginnings, and why you guys continue to do this and what your role is in the community.
Well, the Asphalt Cowboys were started in 1953, originally supporting what was then the Shasta County Sheriff's Posse. And the idea of the Cowboys is to promote the rodeo. That's the general idea out of the gate. So we have evolved to the point of, it's no longer the Sheriff's Posse. Now it's the Reading Rodeo Association. We still continue them, promote them with all of our events, Quick Draw, Special Kids Day, Kitty Pet Parade, and all these events are free because of events like today that help us generate the funds to have all these nice free events. Our street dance is free. It's all about the community and kicking it up and making sure we have a great rodeo.
Now, you, before you sat down with me today, you talked about a video, and we want to direct our listeners, if they could make a little note about, share with us where somebody can really see like a 5-minute really great process of what you guys do.
So California Agriculture did a video last year. The TV show is called California Bountiful. It is season 25, episode 16. It's about 5 minutes in. They just did a professional video that just showcases this event, unlike even us as members have not seen before.
Okay.
It says it all.
Well, congratulations, Todd. We know he's ripping it up, doing some great work. Well, tell us a little bit about the batter. I know it's a secret, but I mean, like, how do you, can we talk about the tons or where, I mean, like, just the operational aspect of,
yeah,
you know, parents getting it here.
Yeah, because when I found you, you were doing coffee, I think.
Right.
And all of these, but the batter has secret ingredients in it. Is that true?
Well, you know, to keep things secret, I can't explain too much about it, but those guys, they start about midnight.
Okay.
And the process is takes about 45 minutes to an hour to make a batch. They fill up 5-gallon buckets, and the idea is they have to start at that time to make sure that they have plenty for when the rush comes and to stay ahead of the crowd.
Well, you know, we talk about close to 10,000 people coming through here every day, this Friday, every year.
Yes.
And it just seems like, you know, people go, 10,000? Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing, my friends. You're not waiting. It runs so fast that you're just walking the whole time. From the time you show up to the time you get your pancakes to the time you sit down, it's a continuous movement. Yeah, it's not like you're standing in line for any time.
No, it is a very efficient process. We're a small group. We got about 3 members ourselves. We count heavily upon our wives to help at the front of the lines, giving out plates. We depend on volunteers, search and rescue. Sons of Italy are both here. So within 5 hours, to be able to serve up to close 10,000 people, it's pretty miraculous.
Yeah.
And if you look around, all you see is smiles.
This is
a happy time.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, this is a happy time. It's become a tradition. I mean, not just for us in the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association and all that, but the families you see here. I know that you've had, you know, that people are bringing their children and their grandchildren, and they were brought by their parents.
Generations.
Because this has been going on for how long?
Well, basically, they didn't start out doing pancakes right out of the gate at 1953. I believe it was a few years into it that they started getting going with just a few stoves, and I think the first crowd was only about 125 people. So we've come a long ways, and you're so true about generations of families having to come through this event. It is truly a lifetime memorable experience.
It really is. And, you know, this whole week is just a great week with all the things that are happening. You know, your street dance is, you know, down here in the market.
Yes.
And that was great. And then the launch party came off really well. All the different things, the special kids day, your kiddies parade.
The
quick draw contest.
Yeah.
Nobody got shot, right?
No. Oh. Just the balloons. Just the balloons.
Just the balloons.
So when you're not Asphalt Cowboy, which seems to be like when you dedicate, in fact, here comes one of the old members or a former sheriff. Once a sheriff, always a sheriff. Yeah, Mr. Pope. What do you do? What's your regular, do you have a retired job?
I retired from the city of Reading after 30 years. And I was fortunate enough actually to fall into being a ranch hand at a ranch here just a little bit west of Igo. Great job. Worked a couple of days a week at it. Great family.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you're a ranch hand?
Ranch hand out of Igo.
Andy, are you telling me that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not a bronc rider. I don't ride horses.
What you doing there?
I run equipment, clear land, fix irrigation, fences, or whatever it takes.
You know, when I see advertisements all the time looking for, you know, for ranch hands. And,
that's not too far.
When you get into it and you look at it, it's not just taking, you know, taking care of cattle. You know, you're running all the heavy equipment. You're doing everything. You know, you're running pivots. It's not like you can do everything off the back of a horse anymore.
But absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, unfortunately the ranch had, suffered a drastic loss during the Zog fire, so we've been literally working on clearing acres and acres of land to open up pasture again. But again, it's a beautiful place, and I don't want my employee to hear this. It's almost not like work.
You know, I think that's an honor for your employees or for somebody who has a business to think that it's a team. It always takes a team, You're only as good as the people that you work with.
Absolutely.
And I think that's fantastic. Well, Andy, how about, how many tons-ish do we have of batter?
Well, tonnage, I can't exactly tell you. I do know we have 2 pallets of
batter. Okay.
And I could give you more. We cook around over 25,000 to 30,000 pancakes.
Okay, that's amazing.
And sausage, but then you've got sausage on
every
plate.
Then we got the sausage on top of that.
Then it's, orange juice and.
Yep.
In fact, I got some orange juice this morning.
Did you get the good stuff?
I have the, I think you call it Old Yeller.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah,
it'll cure everything.
All right. Well,
Andy, thank you so much. And, yes. And the community appreciates.
Yes.
You know, the one thing also is, and I don't know if you covered it because I was running around, but the Asphalt Cowboys, it's just not the pancake breakfast. They're formed that when we had the log fires and the fires and people were displaced, the Asphalt Cowboys were out there, and one of your missions is to cook for people, you know, in those situations. And
true.
You were all out there for several days making sure people were fed.
We had put together a fundraiser in about 4 days, a free event, donations only, free food, had a band. We raised $56,000 plus for that event,
yeah.
And we were able to turn around and provide over several families that needed help financially.
And people don't realize that that's one of your main missions is times of disaster, there's the Asphalt Cowboys there making sure people are fed, raising money, taking care of people, and that needs to be known, too, besides just, the good old boys sitting in the back of a truck shooting guns.
Very true. We were of the sheriff's office, and we are there for that exact potential need. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but
yes.
We are capable of bringing it together and helping people out in dire situations.
Okay. Well, Andy, thanks a lot for being with us this morning. We got to
take
a break.
Top puncher. Thanks.
Hey. Okay.
It was a pleasure.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Vote Paul Salisbury for Congress. At 2 in the morning, he gets calls most people never hear. He's worked in crisis. He's sat with families on their hardest nights. He's worked on farms, on airplanes, in emergency response, and now in mental health. Right now, parents are having to choose between groceries and medicine. Veterans are waiting for months for care. Rural hospitals are struggling. Communities are divided. Too many people feel unseen. We need safer communities, affordable health care, and a government that understands what families are going through. We don't fix this by screaming louder. We fix it by listening. Paul Salisbury is running for Congress to serve people, not political parties. From the Redwoods to the Ranchlands, forward together.
I'm Paul Salisbury, and I approve this message. Paid for by Paul Salisbury for Congress.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And we're back on the air with Carl and Linda. Hey, Carl, we are on the air. Carl and Linda.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Roaring Gulch down here with 10,000 of our closest friends down here at the getting pancakes and sausage and orange juice and milk and coffee and Old Yeller's. Oh, okay. Old Yeller's kind of being held back to the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is our annual pancake breakfast.
Absolutely.
We just had Andy Clements on talking about from Asphalt Cowboys, talking about the history. And how many, what do you say, 25,000 pancakes they do?
Yes.
Stuff like 25,000?
Yeah, it was in there. You know, you're asking too many numbers this early in the morning.
Okay.
Just a lot.
Right. Okay.
And there's 10,000 people that come in and out of here, and it's like a military operation, Carl. You would know.
I know.
The fact that, you know, it just keeps rotating and rotating. When we're talking about a military operation, segueing beautifully into the president of the Reading Rodeo Association, Ted Bambino. Bravo.
Good morning. Thank
Good
you.
Morning.
Yeah, we're,
yeah.
We're
in the middle of the roll.
We're in the middle of the roll. This is down the home stretch, but, you know, this is our hometown. So what we do here, what the Asphalt Cowboys do downtown here, and just putting the whole thing together is overwhelmingly warming to this community. And
right.
I spoke earlier to somebody about if you're new to the area and you've not experienced the pancake breakfast or the parade or the rodeo, unfortunately for the rodeo, we're sold out tonight and we're sold out tomorrow night, but you can watch it live, national broadcast on the Cowboy Channel. It's the only professional sporting event north of Sacramento that's shown nationally live on TV. So that's pretty impeccable for us up here in the North State. But the show itself, I see you have the program opened up with our our contestants from last night. I want to just kind of talk to your listeners a little bit about our quality.
We had rodeo royalty last night.
We did. It's like, just to put it in perspective, it'd be like having, you know, back in the old days, Babe Ruth here, or Willie Mays here, or Barry Bonds here in baseball. You know, we had the Wright brothers here, and they're at the top of the world when it comes to rodeo. But what they do is they bring the troops with them. Where they go, the other guys go. Why? Because there's money to be won. And they're on the West Coast Spring Swing. They started in Red Bluff. They went to Clovis. They did Oakdale. Now they're in Redding. And Redding's a big stop for them. And we're really proud to be able to host this rodeo and have it nationally broadcasted. So we're real excited. And tonight will be a great show. So if you don't have tickets, tune into the Cowboy Channel. You can watch it live on TV, or you can watch it streaming on Cowboy Plus.
Well, let me say
something. And we go home and watch it.
The only way we get to see the rodeo, because when you're working the rodeo, you don't see the rodeo, is I record each of them. And so then we go home and go, oh, okay, that was that screaming going on there.
I did get to see the Wright brothers ride last night. Yeah. That was just so... You know, you got to watch the rock concert.
You do.
So I like too how I wasn't sure how this Hall of Fame inductee. So you share with the listeners how that's done a little bit differently this year.
So with the Hall of Fame in the past, we had a Hall of Fame dinner on Tuesday night of the rodeo, and it was very hard for our staff to put this together with everything else that's going on. It was very cumbersome. We wanted to do it right, so everybody, you know, put a lot of attention to it. And then by the time we get to Wednesday rodeo, we're tired. You know what I mean? We only have so many people. So what we did with our Hall of Fame this year is we're doing an inductee per night. So every night of the rodeo, there'll be a new inductee to the Hall of Fame. Tonight is, last night was Pete Peters.
Pete Peters. First night was Lee Ellison.
And then tonight is, Bill Adams. Gene Gardner will be tomorrow night. And then what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate them in October. And listen up, on October, Reading Rodeo Association is going to have our Hall of Fame inductee gala in October. This gala is going to not only talk about our Hall of Fame inductees and give them the kudos that they deserve to bring this rodeo where it is, but we're going to reveal some plans that we have with our foundation on improvements for the Reading Rodeo grounds and the area down there. It's a big project, a lot of years going to be to do it, but we want the community to know what our plans are and how this is going to really transpire. No, we're not moving. No, we're not changing the rodeo. No, we're not changing the grounds to make it look different. We've got some major improvements to make it more functional for our community.
Making it easier. Like this year we added platforms. What people don't realize is we put in ramps, and then we put in railings on the, for the aisles on the stands, which is huge.
Yeah.
You get a little bit older. Yeah. You need that rail.
Right. Well, and to put it in perspective, some of these improvements we're doing aren't pretty. They're infrastructure improvements.
Yeah, you don't notice them. They're transparent.
We have 17 generators running around that facility to operate our concessionaires, to operate our contestants and their trailers in the back, to operate our lights for spotlighting in certain areas. You know, that's a big undertaking, and we have fantastic sponsors with our rental companies in the area that actually do sponsorships and trade for in lieu of a lot of the use of these generators that we have. We couldn't do it without them. We couldn't do a production this large without our sponsors and the involvement of this community. It's overwhelming, and I've been doing sponsors for about 7 years now, and I'm still in awe when I get the calls like, hey, how do I get involved with the rodeo?
That's fantastic.
And one of the things, and Ted's been doing such a great job is that we want to make sure the sponsors get their money's worth.
Right.
So, I mean, there may be sponsors that want to be sponsors, but because we can't give them what they rate like the other sponsors, we have to wait till next year.
Right.
Something like that, because so many people know what the rodeo is and know what it does for our
exactly.
community.
And the thing about sponsors, and the thing about sponsorships is when you go to an event and you sponsor an event like Reading Rodeo, you don't have a fact sheet telling you your return on your investment, right?
Right.
So as a business person, you want to feel like you're getting something out of your spend. That has been my goal since I've been doing sponsors, is for these people to get in their car at the end of the night and go, that was awesome. And then to watch it, you know, on the news, to watch and listen to,
yes.
to you guys, and to come here and be a part of it and feel like their business is being exposed to one of the biggest and best events that Reading's had for 78 years. We got other great events, you know, we got Cool April Nights, we have the Powwow, we got our Rancheria right. partners, you know, we got great events here. But there's something about the Reading Rodeo that just kind of overtakes the community.
Right.
Well, you know, on
Rodeo Fever.
Last yep. night as I was wandering around, I was asking people that were leaving. And they were leaving, you know, little kids, they were leaving because last night was family night.
Yeah.
I said, did you have a good time? Every one of them. It's great. You know, the kids loved it
yes,
and all
yeah.
that. I mean,
family
and,
night.
And that's what you want to hear.
Right, right. You know, and I would be – I think even as short as we didn't talk about the people that we have locally that help us, but we're so blessed to have Wayne and Will, our announcers.
Oh.
Wayne Brooks
my.
And Will Rasmussen and Haley Bridwell and Tim
oh.
Bridwell and their stock. This rodeo would not be what it is without
man.
Those people. These people are nationally recognized people. Wayne and Will have been announcers of the year for the PRCA, won awards. They absolutely love coming to Reading. And you can tell by the way they just interact with our crowd, JJ, and
oh
the
my.
Way he interacts with us. You think they just kind of go from town to town and they're this, every, and they are very good and professional, but they go over the top to really let people already know what a special event we have. And they're super to have.
Well, we had Wayne and Will on yesterday
yeah.
and
yeah.
interviewed them. And, they're just quality people. And
yeah.
one time we needed tickets for the Reno Rodeo.
Right.
Call Ted. Ted gives me Wayne's phone number, and Wayne scored us two tickets for the Reno Rodeo.
Yeah.
So, I
well,
mean, that's the kind of – I mean, here's a guy that's national,
yeah.
nationally
yeah.
recognized.
Yeah. They're just
and
not,
he just
nice
did that.
Guys.
Yeah.
And going to the production meeting and just seeing how this operational work, like I said, a military operation with the, you know, the color-coded, how this is – and how the timing goes down to do it live on TV.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And then to watch them like you were talking about. They are seamless, these guys. They're always filling in for each other. So
yep.
It's just great to watch it back at the Cowboy Channel. Don't ever miss watching it back at the Cowboy Channel. Tape it tonight if you can't
right.
make it.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. I'd like to close with just thanking you guys and KCNR for what you guys do, not only for the rodeo, but what you do for this community. It's unbelievable. And I really respect you for it. I appreciate it. And I know a lot of people in our organization in this town do as well. So. I just want to thank you guys personally.
Oh, thank
well,
you,
thank
Ted.
You, Ted.
That,
thank you so
for,
much.
Thank you for that honor.
Okay.
Same to you, buddy.
Okay,
thank
we're going
to
take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you
thank
too.
You. Good job, buddy. Do you want to get
the sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader, no one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center.
For a night of high flying, heavy hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell through the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Linda, how many years we've been doing this? 16?
Well, yes, let's see.
At least 16.
We've been on the air going on, December will be 17, so it's 16. That's
16
right.
Years. 16, we've been down here for 16 years.
16 pancake breakfasts. And, yeah. And it's every year I just think, first of all, I wasn't sure. The first year that they changed the location.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still downtown.
Yeah.
But they changed it. And now that they have this whole, we're by the Redding Public Market directly across from them. I really like the flow. I think that this is really cool watching where people are coming through and, we got some fashion icons happening here.
Yeah.
But anyway, so come on down and join us, 10,000 of your greatest friends. And, we are here with one of our dignitaries, Chris Kelstner. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I don't know about the dignitary part, but, I appreciate that.
Yes. You've been voted in as one of our, leaders.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Supervisor 5th District.
Yep.
And, well, Chris, you know what? I have to say is I see you everywhere.
That is
true. Because we go to a lot of places. And then you're easy to spot, first of all.
I stand out a little bit.
Yeah. So what's this event mean to you?
Oh, this, I mean, my mom used to take me here when I was a kid. I mean, over 50 years ago, I remember coming here as a kid. She would bring us here before school, and then we'd all go to school, and then, of course, years later, I'd come down here just for fun, and, now I kind of work across the street, so it's kind of a tradition. We all come down, a big group of us, but today I brought a friend of mine, so we came down early, so we're going to head back a little bit earlier. Yeah.
Well, the rodeo and, one of the things we always talk about, and I don't want to get political, this is not a political
Perfect.
Day. Well, no, this is not a political day, but, one of the things that makes everything one is cash. And the Kool-Aid Nights, Redding Rodeo, events like this bring money into our community.
Absolutely, they do.
And
yeah.
We can't forget that, the bottom line on that is the more people that come, the more it helps our community,
yeah.
too.
Well, these 10,000 people that are here today enjoying their $7 breakfast, You know, I don't know how much the Cowboys make on that. Probably not very much, but,
not very much.
These people are all buying gas. They'll probably stop at a store somewhere, buy, you know, a trinket of some kind. I mean, 10,000 people all right here. Half of them are going to be spending more money when they leave this breakfast.
Well, you know, so you've been coming here for 50 years.
Well, not every year for 50 years, but yeah, I can remember coming here 50 years ago, and we used to come in all the time back then when I was a kid. So it's been going on quite a while.
So the, you know, and you know, the thing that always amazes me is it's all volunteers.
Yeah.
The Asphalt Cowboys Reading Rodeo Association, they told us, I'm a member of the association, of course, they told us we're getting 100% raise next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% of zero is zero.
I had a similar conversation with a guy during COVID. I was on the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce, and we were able to pull off the kiddie parade and have the kiddie parade, but we didn't have the regular parade.
Yeah.
And there was people that were complaining because we didn't get the regular parade pulled off in the middle of COVID, mind you, when everything's shut down. And he was complaining. I said, hey, we've been looking for volunteers for months. I said, tell you what, why don't you sign up and you can join the chamber and you can take care of the parade next year. I said, in fact, I will double your wages and I'll give you twice what I make. I'll give you five times what I make starting out. How about that? Are you willing to do that? And of course, he no longer wanted to complain about the parade.
Isn't it funny? But you know what, too, is, you know, it builds community. It builds the community.
Yeah.
You know, Cool April Nights, all the things we have. When I moved here originally in 2007, the thing I would hear is, oh, there's nothing to do in Reading. I have not heard that in the last five years. I mean, something's going on here in Reading and Shasta County, and I know you're in tune with it.
Well, and we hear some of that, too, where, you know, they want to compare our wages to, like, Auburn or, you know, Roseville. And, you know, it's like I lived in Sacramento County for about 10 years. I mean, I sometimes say I served my sentence in Sacramento County for 10 years because this was always home. It was always home. We were always going to get back home. And it's like, I could make more money doing whatever jobs I was doing down in Sacramento County, but I would give up 20 or 30 grand a year to live here. I mean, this is so much great things to do. Whiskeytown Lake, the Shasta Lake and Mount Lassen. And I mean, there's so many trails and waterways. And I mean, I wouldn't give this up for the world.
Well, and you know what? We have a lot of people that we've talked to that they were brought up here when they were kids to Lake Shasta.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then as they got older, they moved up here because this was a great place to raise their kids and be here.
And there's a lot, I know a lot of guys that would come hunting up here year after year after year, and then they finally moved up here.
Oh,
so there's a lot of that.
It's interesting to see how people do come to Reading, and many of them because they, as kids, went to Mount Shasta or Lake Shasta.
Yeah.
Tell us what your experience has been. You've been at the rodeo now. We saw you last night. What was like a big takeaway for you?
For the rodeo?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was great. I went Wednesday night,
uh-huh.
and there was a few hiccups. It was the first night, but there was a few hiccups there. But, I mean, the rodeo itself was fantastic. I mean, the rodeo is always great. So, I had a good time Wednesday. I was supposed to go last night. I had a ticket, but I just got sidetracked a little bit. But I will be there tonight, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Be there tonight for sure.
Yeah.
So. Well, we've sold out Thursday, Friday, well, tonight, tomorrow night is sold out. No, that's okay.
It's all right.
No, that's all right. Okay.
He comes right on by part of the
part of being
background.
He's beating the drum. Oh.
Yeah. Well, we
okay.
were going to have
right. Just keep walking while you're doing it.
Please.
Okay. Well, Chris, so you're going to go tonight.
Yeah.
And last night they had the Wright brothers there, who was kind of like the rodeo royalty was there last night.
Right.
The world champion of all around and the world champion, Saddle Bronc and all this. So Reading is in the top, I guess, 40 rodeos in the United States at about 750.
It's a good one.
And
I've been coming here for probably 50 years too. So had a great time.
It.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely. But I was here in Friday night, 1988, when Lane Frost rode Red Rock for the very first time. I was here. Yes,
you
sir.
You know what? One of our friends, close friends, it goes every year. In fact, a member of the auxiliary had a baby that
she
night.
She goes, I've been every year, but I missed Lane Frost.
I missed Lane Frost.
My baby was being born.
She had her baby that night.
I was talking to a friend yesterday, or an acquaintance yesterday, and he said he was there that night too. Except he was 1 year old, so he doesn't really remember. But he said his mom said they were there.
Well, thank you for being with
us.
Yeah,
we're
thanks a lot,
take
Chris.
An early
all right,
break. And coming up, we've got the guy who is going to be the pastor for Cowboy Church.
So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. And is he coming over
yes,
now?
Yes, I think they need to. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Our vote is more than a ballot. It's how we protect the future of our community.
For our families, our neighbors, and for the generations who will call Shasta County home.
That's why people across our community support Joanna Francisca for Shasta County Clerk.
With 17 years of experience, she's committed to keeping our elections accurate, transparent, and secure.
Because protecting our elections means protecting our future. Vote Joanna Francisca for Shasta County Clerk, June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Francisca. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Francisca for County Clerk 2026.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader, no one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for vendors to join us for our 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. This event will take place in the Event Center on Friday, June 19th. For more information or to complete registration, contact group sales at 530-339-7412 or email events@windriver.com. Participants must register and submit logo before June 1st to be eligible to participate. Participants will receive $400 with a chance to win an additional $500 cash. Watch your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott from KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're down here, not in the studios. No, we're here at Roaring Gulch with thousands of our friends. It's the pancake breakfast that we have every year, and it's during Rodeo Week. And gosh, what can I say? It's been great.
We're night free, so sold out last night. Fantastic. The Wright brothers are there. We've been talking about. You can always go to the Cowboy Channel as well, and you can see how fabulous, you know, the rodeo is run and all the excitement. And, of course, tonight is Well, we don't call it tough enough to wear pink anyway, but it's pink, you know,
yeah,
we're supporting,
breast
cancer awareness night. Chicks and Chaps will have a section there as well. And then Saturday night, of course, is Bucking by the River.
Well, yeah, but it's
the 250th
salute to our country.
It's so patriotic all that we're doing, Carl. So proud to be here.
250th anniversary of our
country. But we've got just a really, we feel so honored to be able to have this moment to speak with our special guest, Todd Pierce. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
And we're going to say, okay, now wait a minute. Who is Todd Pierce? Let's just go into a little bit of Rodeo Church, which was a new addition last year with 7,000 people showing up and being awestruck by the spirit moment of what Todd brings to the table and the movement of what Rodeo Church is all about. Good morning.
Good morning. Rodeo Church must have been somebody else's local idea. A lot of rodeos will have a cowboy church type of setup, but nothing like this before. So to have the whole community come together, and really it's a sacrifice for churches to cancel their services and come and be a part of something just to encourage the community. So just that alignment and that sacrifice and everybody being all in, we get to see the miracles that we got to see last year. I'm so grateful to get to do it again.
Hey, Todd, how did you get started in this?
In rodeo or?
Well, okay, so let's talk a little bit about rodeo first, and then how you got into this.
So, my professional rodeo career was 1995 to 2001. So my wife and I, we got in a truck and a camper and hit the road in January of 1995 and went to 120 rodeos, and we're brand new to the sport, so as rookies did really well and was able to make it through the year. Really well meaning we stayed alive and didn't go broke. And then that just continued. So our rodeo career was brief, but we did it really well because we did it together, and we were the only ones in the rough stock end of the arena that traveled as a husband and wife, and because she didn't compete, she just was with me. And so that was actually the formative years for us to actually learn how to trust Jesus, because it's such a radical lifestyle that there's only so many things that you have control of and so many things that.
So when we talk about, like, it's a ministry, it is, because share with our listeners, because, with talk radio, it's a visual.
Yeah.
Of you're finding a horse. You're bringing a horse into, first of all, it's like, just imagine you're at rodeo. So the arena's filled. There's several denominations of different churches have gathered. Mm-hmm. People that maybe have never been to church are gathered. And now you come out into the middle of arena. Can you give a little bit of a description of what you feel is a calling or what you bring into that moment?
Yeah, if I back up just a little bit, it would help, because the horse and the communication I have with the horse and why this is a ministry now is just because of how I started. I gave my life to Jesus. I was training horses, and I didn't trust people, and I didn't know how to read. So I wanted to follow Jesus, but I didn't know how to. And so I was training a horse one day, and I found that it was just unusually scared and wouldn't stop running. And I remember I got frustrated and started talking out loud to it. And everything I said to the horse it became a very emotional encounter for me. So I realized that this is exactly what the Holy Spirit is saying to me. And so I didn't come up with this thing. This is how I have been formed. And so from that day on, every time I worked with a horse, it was Holy Spirit encountering me in new ways on how I could see that, man, every aspect of my life, if I've got anxiety or fear, I don't know how to interact with people or, all the things that get in the way in our lives, the Holy Spirit's teaching me that in this interaction with a horse. So fast forward 20 years, And then we found out that I could actually do that same thing with a microphone. And so while I'm interacting with this horse, I can have somewhat of a conversation that people get to see. And the horse is going to either run or he's going to look at me. And if he'll look at me long enough, he's going to see that I love him and I want the best for him. And when you establish that trust, then it's not horse training techniques. It's such a beautiful relational dynamic that this is what Jesus exemplified, and this is how he taught. He used pictures, and he used parables. And so it's not a message that you're trying to articulate. It's an encounter that you get to do in front of people so that they can find out where are you in this picture? Because we're all somewhere in that picture. And even now as because metaphorically, like, God's in the center of the round pen, we're the ones that are running. But also, sometimes we're the ones in the middle of the round pen, and our children are running around us, or other people that we want to have influence on. And so that separation that's in the way there, I've just learned so much about being a dad and being a husband and realizing that I've got authority, but I only get influence if I know how to take care of them. And so I can lose my influence even though I still have authority. If I don't have influence, then I don't have any connection and no way of actually being able to help people. And so because I want to help people, horses have taught me how to be patient and kind and protect the connection, so eventually I can have some influence.
Well, you know, I have seen you, and you know, I've seen videos and everything. And when you were coming last year and for Rodeo Church, that we had no idea that 7,000 people were going to show up. I mean, you know, because we'd never done it before.
Sure.
And then when it happened, your message resonated with people. And what you do from what I, you know, you take a horse that we find, you can put a halter on them. They haven't been ridden, haven't been handled that much. Mm-hmm. And then during your sharing is you end up riding the horse.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a pretty fast process.
It is.
So I've done this quite a bit, and what is shocking to me is that I'm more excited about it now than I've ever been. Like, it doesn't get old because the every horse brings its own story. And the first thing that I've got to do is pay close enough attention to what Holy Spirit is showing me. And this is, some people have a problem with me over spiritualizing it, but it's, without Holy Spirit, I can't do what I do. And I've actually tried, because at home, when I'm working with a horse, for whatever reason, I think it may just be that I'm not in front of people and I'm not concerned about the people, I get so focused on the horse and I start using techniques, and it just delays the process because there's no real connection. And so I just know that it is a very spiritual thing, but to have a horse go from never being ridden or saddled, typically within 20 minutes, I'm riding the horse. And that's, you know, sometimes I'm getting bucked off multiple times, which is fine because the horse trusts me enough to let me get on him. It just doesn't know what to do with me there. So instinct is going to say, well, make him not be there. So hitting the ground, and of course people love that part. It's kind of like going to NASCAR. They want to see a wreck. And so me getting bucked off is...
So that happens then?
Quite frequently, yeah. Yeah. I've actually, you know, been hurt quite a few times over the years.
Oh. Well, you know, the thing is horses are so sensitive. People don't realize how sensitive a horse is. Mm-hmm. They feel a fly land on his back.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the confidence to be able to put yourself in there, you know, and relax, because if you're stressed, they're stressed. Mm-hmm. And having worked around horses and done this for years, being able to do what you're doing is very special.
Mm.
And it's a difficult thing to do. So I always wondered, I said, how can you do that? And you just told me, I get fucked off now. You know, I get fucked off now. And then I thought, okay. So, because it's a process. And we can't quit just because you get hit the ground.
That's right, yeah.
Same thing with your religion.
Yeah, anybody ever been married? my wife, you know, it's become such a teaching point for me that, man, there's only one thing that I really have control of, and that's me. And so I can't control the horse. I can influence the horse if I can control me. So if I bring my fear into it or my anxiety or my agenda, it just doesn't work. And I'll start forcing things and...
Okay, now we're going to take a break from the news. Todd's going to stay with us, and we're going to finish up. We're going to talk about the church and how this is going to go. But we got a break for the news, and we'll be right back after the news.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Reading, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Final round of talks between President Trump and Chinese President Xi having wrapped up. Mr. Trump now on his way back home. Speaking aboard Air Force One, the president touts China's pledge to purchase 200 Boeing jetliners.
This will be by far the largest order ever if they do a good job with the 200, which I'm sure they will. And that's General Electric also, the engines. So they're buying General Electric, so it's approximately 400, 450 engines, 200 planes, and a promise of up to 750 if they do a good job.
The president says China has also agreed to purchase American soybeans. Ukrainian President Zelensky says three children are among the 24 people killed in a Russian missile attack on a Kiev apartment building, as so much of the world's attention was focused on the Trump-Xi summit in Beijing. Vladimir Putin stepped up Russia's assault on its neighbor, Ukraine. A whole lot of New York City area commuters may soon have to find another way to get to work.
The Long Island Railroad could shut down Saturday at 12:01 a.m. if unionized workers and the train system can't reach a tentative contract. The railroad, which serves New York City's eastern suburbs, is North America's largest commuter rail system, carrying some 250,000 customers each weekday. The railroad and the union representing locomotive engineers, machinists, and other train workers have been negotiating for months. A strike was temporarily averted in September when the Trump administration agreed to help. Those efforts ended without a deal, and both sides were given 60 days to try again. I'm Donna Warder.
Following yesterday's record gains, a sell-off this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 383 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off around 300 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
The nation's highest court has spoken. An abortion drug will remain available while a lawsuit over its availability plays out in the courts.
The Supreme Court preserved women's access to a drug used in the most common method of abortion. The order allows women to continue obtaining the drug mifepristone at pharmacies or through the mail without an in-person visit to a doctor. The justices granted emergency requests from makers of mifepristone who are appealing a federal appeals court ruling filing that would require women to see a doctor in person and halt delivery of the drug through the mail. The Federal Food and Drug Administration, which first approved vifepristone for use in abortion in 2000, stopped requiring in-person visits 5 years ago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New U.S. House districts in Florida facing their first test in court. State judge set to hear arguments on a request to block the new districts from being used in the midterm elections. News and analysis, townhall.com. The EPA looking to relax Biden-era limits on heavy metals discharges from coal-fired power plants.
The agency says a three-year-old rule was unduly costly for the energy industry at a time when energy demand is spiking, and that its new rule will lower the cost of power generation. It's the latest step the Trump administration has taken to pull back regulations on coal mining and coal-fired power, a major reversal from former Democrat administrations, including both Obama and Biden, who spoke openly about using regulations to shut down the coal industry. Bob Agner reporting.
More details about the six people found dead in a rail yard shipping container in Laredo, Texas last weekend. Police say the six are from Honduras and Mexico. Police say it was human smuggling. A medical examiner suspects the deaths were caused by excessive heat. And the city's police chief says the victims had entered the shipping container in Del Rio, Texas. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here at the in Roaring Gulch, in fact. Now, Alex, if you can you hear me out?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Absolutely. So whatever button we push, it works
it
now.
It works now, yes.
Okay. So we're back. Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Like I said, we're down here at Roaring Gulch with thousands of our closest friends for the Pancake Breakfast, part of Rodeo Week. Now, quickly, the loot has been found. Also, it was on the River Trail. The lone stranger and sidekick have been identified. Brian Barner, Chief Brian Barner of the Redding Police Department, and Carlene Niver of Deja Vu were the bandits. So they've caught them, and they're locked up in jail right now. Well, maybe not locked up in jail. But our guest today is Todd Pierce, who has something called Rodeo Church. He was he competed in rodeo for six years.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me turn you up some more. Can you hear him okay?
6 years?
Six years. I can hear him fine. Okay, so we can hear you too. And then this evolved into Rodeo Church, and you've talked about this, how to get the message out to thousands and thousands of people, and you use a horse that has not been ever ridden before, on how you reach out, not only to have that type of a relationship, but with the horse, but also with God.
Yeah.
Am I close on that?
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. Horses are such sensitive and emotional animals that they're really good reflections of ourselves. And so whatever I carry into the arena is ultimately going to be the most influential thing. Horses can, they can keep track of your pulse 20 yards away from you.
Yeah.
So they're very, very sensitive. And the same reason that, you know, you use dogs to smell a seizure coming. Horses have got a sense about them that they're so good at reading you that whatever's going on inside of you is going to be what rules. And so if you can establish the confidence in the horse that you're in charge, that you're kind, then it's the magic of what it would look like to surrender. And so it just has a ton of parallels in all of our lives. So we all want this fruit that Jesus talked about, where he said that there's love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and self-control.
Like, we all want lives that are filled with that kind of stuff. And that can only be brought out in oneness with God. And so the horse becomes just so many different levels of talking points that you can have, because they've all got their own experiences that people get to watch. How do you overcome these things? And so the best way a horse can model for us happens every time we get to do this. And so after my rodeo career, I actually ended up going on the professional bull riding tour. My wife and I, and we raised professional bull riding athletes, because they're elite athletes that are very young, that go from, you know, typically raised in a rural setting, and then you put them on the road and put them in front of thousands of people with all of the trappings that come with that. And so we just stayed on the road for 17 years. We just mentored young athletes and their families, and they're part of the professional bull riding tour for all those years. And now this is what we get to do, is go all over the world and work with horses and help people see the goodness of God.
Well, I tell you what, how many, you do what, 5, 6, 7 of these a year, more?
Actually 35 this year.
35, okay. Yeah. See, I was on your website and I saw, you know, all the ones that you've done. And we're really honored that you wanted to come to Redding.
Well, Redding is actually not just a city to us. This is our second home. We've got so many just really, really dear friends here. The community has just helped raise our sons. All three of them came here and did a couple years of school. And so the investment that Redding has made in my family, there's no way I could ever repay that. And so it just feels good to be able to be a part of the community and how everybody's trying to give back. And this isn't normal. I don't know if everybody listening, this is in Redding, but the pancake breakfast and the amount of community involvement, this doesn't happen everywhere. This is very, very special.
We stream this all over. We have listeners everywhere. We stream this every show.
Check out Redding.
Yeah.
You know, I was here during the car fire, and, you know, we were part one of the families that got displaced from their homes for a couple months, actually.
Wow.
So we suffered with the community, and I think when you just go through hard times and good times together, you know, that's what builds the bond. That I'm certain that's a huge portion of why I love Redding as much as I do, is we just went through hard things together.
Well, we so much appreciate you, you know, coming here. Like I said, last year, I don't think anybody had an idea it was going to be that many people. And this year, now, when does it start? It's on Sunday.
Sunday, the rodeo ground.
I think that I actually start at 7. I think they may open doors at 5.
Yes, 5 o'clock. You get there because there's 7,000 people, so it's just like the rodeo.
And it's also, there's going to be music.
Yes.
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock. Yeah. And there's going to be there'll be vendors there, and so you can get food and all that. But
yes.
And by the way,
it's free.
And all of
not the vendors, but the services. Oh,
right.
Yeah, and all the merchandise that you see that says Rodeo Church, this is what we were told earlier, was that when you purchase the Rodeo Church swag, that is how this is being afforded, this beautiful Sunday worship moments that will rock your world. So we appreciate you so much.
Todd's Todd's heading down to the hospital to talk to or to visit somebody that's in the hospital that was injured in an accident or something, and not surprised that you're going to go down and talk with him, pray with him.
It's a privilege. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and hopefully we can make this something that happens every year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Thanks.
It's an honor meeting you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Forget me not. 33 years. years of winning deserves a big celebration.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino as we celebrate 33 years
with our $330,000 anniversary swipe to win.
May is heating up. Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Five winners will play our game board for the chance for cash and free slot play. Advance all 10 levels and win $330,000.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win entries. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat, that's the pitch. No more fits, no more sweating buckets, no freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
And we're back. Good morning. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. Can you hear us okay, Alex?
I can hear you loud and clear, man. You guys sound great.
Okay, buddy.
What's all our phone number?
5x5.
Where am I? How come I can't hear me?
Okay, wait a minute here.
Hold on. We got...
Can you hear you now? I can.
Turn me up. There we go.
Turn you up.
So, yeah. So that was pretty amazing with Todd Pierce. That was there we go.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay.
And so welcome back to our 96.5 KCNR. If you're just tuning in here, we're at Free Fire Radio, but we're downtown at the Pancake Breakfast where we've got 10,000 people that have been in and out. Now that sounds like a big crowd, and yes, it is a big crowd, but it is a well-oiled machine. I'll tell you what. They start at what, 5?
They start at midnight, and they're making the batter then, but they open it up at 5. And they go to 10 o'clock today, so come on down. There's plenty of time to come on down.
Oh, good. I can still get some pancakes after the show.
Well, I am, and because it's going to be kind of later after the show, we may be able to score more pancakes.
Oh, I like it.
With us, though, is the world-famous.
World-famous.
The man,
he's
the
back.
Myth, the legend, and he's back in town. Rick Pacetti.
Good morning.
Hold that up. Rick, hold that. Right.
Good,
there
good morning, everyone.
Yeah, we need to turn you up there. So Rick Bassetti of the Colt 45s, founder, creator, and boy, it gets better every year, doesn't it?
Well, we're working real hard at it. You know, the 45 started in 2004, and so our 22nd year. Patty and I have been really intimately involved since 2012. Lots of improvements down there at the ballpark, making it comfortable for our fans. Remember, now this is a community-owned organization. This is not any one individual person.
Yeah.
We have a good board of directors. And the whole premise is to provide great family entertainment to people to come down to the games and keep it cost effective for everybody.
Well,
it is cost effective that you could go see a Colt 45 game, hang out, see Americana at its best for what, $7, $6?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, $8 is general admission, but if you're a veteran, you get in for $5. If you're, you know, we have so many different discounts for seniors. So, yes, very cost-effective for everybody. I think we have the best burgers and dogs that you're going to get outside, you know.
I tell you what.
It's all
R&R
meat stuff.
Yeah.
You know me.
No
problem. I am a hot dog aficionado.
Yeah.
And every time I'm there, it's I think I'll have another burger. They also have the shaved ice. And, okay, the only time I eat shaved ice is at Tiger Field.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, well, we have hand-scooped root beer floats, too.
Okay.
Man.
Rick, what's the team look like this year?
We have 28 players right now, and our pitching, we got 14 guys that I think are going to shape up. Pitching's always the big unknown, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. We got some big guys, got some 6'5", 6'4", 6'6", pitchers. We got a lot of team speed. We got two all-conference center fielders from the Golden Valley Conference coming to play for us. We got some middle infielders. We got some guys returning. First baseman, shortstop, and third baseman that played for us last year are all coming back. Isaac Mondawano, who was our third baseman last year, had a great year for Fresno City College, and he's coming back. So it should be real exciting. We have three local high school kids that are actually going to make their debuts with the Colt 45s this year.
Is that right? Wow.
A catcher, Ty Jones from Shasta High. And, Blake Schwert from out of Foothill and Deegan Palos from down at West Valley. So, you know, they'll get their opportunity to get experience at the college level. You know, our whole premise, cause we don't belong to a league, is to help our guys get better. That's our goal. Now, we also want to win, and you know that we win a lot.
Yeah.
But the goal is each of our players, when they leave here, they're better ball player than when they came. And that's why coaches keep sending us players every year. You know, they know that we're not going to hurt their players by overworking them. They know we're not going to take chances with them. And so it's nice to have that kind of trust coming from the college coaching level.
Well, you know, the one thing you also do is, I hope it hasn't changed, wooden bats.
Yeah, the sound of the ball off the bat.
You know,
yeah.
Because they play in college, they're playing metal bats.
Yep.
And when they come here, and it's different.
Oh, they have to learn how to use a wood bat. I mean, they think they know how to use a wood bat, but you know,
like
they really understand the difference of what the sweet spot is on a bat. The sweet spot on a metal bat is probably about 10 inches long and about an inch and a half wide. On a wood bat, it's about 2.5 inches long and about half inch wide.
Really?
Oh yeah. If you don't square it up, we call it squaring it up. If you don't take two round objects and hit them flush and square, you'll feel it.
Wow.
It doesn't work. It breaks.
Well, like,
see, now that's
like,
a firstie. I'm hearing that for the first time.
It's like golf clubs. The older golf clubs had very, very small sweet spots.
Right.
Very small. And the ones they have now are very, you know, compared to the old ones, are very large, which means when you strike the ball, you've got a better chance of contact.
They made it easier.
So that's what metal bats do. And so when they're, and if they go beyond,
when a pitcher makes a good pitch and he, with a wood bat, he makes a good pitch, he can break your bat. With a metal bat, it just goes tink and you might bloop one over an infielder's head or something like that. Whereas if he does that with a wood bat, it's a little lazy broken bat pop fly to the infield.
So Rick, we all know that it's a community driven, you know, the Colt 45s is all community driven by, you know, our sponsorships. Do you still?
There's no owners.
Yeah. So when the kids come to play,
mm-hmm.
the players come, the team, they stay with local
host
people,
families.
People host their families. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Sure. And actually, we're full. Everybody's hosted this year.
That's
great. Usually, by this time, I'm still scuffling and begging and groveling, you know. But a family will take a kid in, and what we ask is they give him his own room. You know, we don't want him sharing a room with one of the little guys in,
the
house. I
mean, sure.
And feed them. Now, we provide a stipend, too, with them. I think we provide like $1,000 a season per player. So, you know, $500 is a lot of money, you would think, but these kids eat food.
Oh, my God.
These kids go through food.
Yeah.
And
it's a Costco.
You got
a
week run.
You show a 19-year-old male where the food is. You only do it once. You know,
he's 6'4". He's burning up calories.
Oh, I mean, last year, Patty and I hosted a 6'5", 215-pound right-handed pitcher. And all he did was inhale, like he opened his mouth and breathed and food went down it, you know. Patty would spend the 2 days we had off making casseroles for him, you know. He loved these casseroles that she made. He could drain a casserole in a day and a half.
Well, also, their hours are, they come in, they come in a little bit later, so, I mean, people may have already eaten at that point.
Yeah, you know, our night's gonna be over by the time they get done with the responsibilities after the game, because they have jobs after the game, cleaning the ballpark, preparing the field for the next day. They might be getting home at 11 o'clock, 11:15, so we don't expect you to wait up for them.
You know?
Just show them where the grub is, they'll feed up. Sometimes they'll get together with two or three boys, other guys, you know, and they'll go out and they'll go to In-N-Out or they'll go to one of the stores or something like that, you know, get something to eat. They'll sleep till the sun is high in the sky in the morning. We do have an arrangement with Sun Oaks. They allow them to use their weight room out there. And so oftentimes 6, 7, 8 of them at a time will go out there and they'll work out together. And then they come to the ballpark. I mean, they're required to be at the ballpark at 4:30 for a 7:15 game. We have guys that are in the clubhouse at 2 o'clock every day. And they're either lounging around being lounge lizards, you know, cause we got a TV, you've been in there. We got TVs, we got couches and that sort of stuff. All of their laundry is done by the team in regards to their baseball stuff. So that's not a host family. You don't have to worry about that. Show them where the washing machine is. I got a meeting coming up this evening at 5 o'clock with my host family. And I'm going to say, you don't put up with filth and dirty, because a 19-year-old, 20-year-old boy doesn't know what cleanliness is for the most part. So what you want to do is make sure he knows where the washing machine is. He knows he doesn't leave food stuff in his room. Be respectful of the environment you're in.
Sure. Yeah.
And sometimes that happens.
Okay. Now, Rick, when's the first game?
The 29th.
And that's going to be?
Well, you better be there because you're throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah,
right?
And Linda's singing the national
and
anthem.
Linda's going to sing our national anthem. It's Veterans Night. We always honor our veterans on opening night.
Right.
So veterans, come on down. Show us your card. You get in for free. Can't give you free beer. ABC won't let me do that. But you come on down to the ballpark, and you'll be shown the respect that you deserve.
Man.
Well,
love it.
And it's an honor to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, yeah. How's your arm feeling?
I'm going to
get something working there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to start practicing.
Opening
right
night's
now.
Always a big crowd. Yeah, we don't want to see you bouncing one in the dirt.
You know, I hope that catcher's got
range.
Good range. You want him to be ready. I hope he's got a thick mitt because I'm going to burn one in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe all of 50 miles an hour.
He's going to be concerned. I can tell you that right now.
Maybe all 50 miles an hour.
Maybe what we'll do is have the catcher and two backups.
There you go. And tell the mascot to watch out.
Yeah. Well, we Homer will be back.
Okay.
Homer's going to be back this year. Our Homer last year just did a fantastic job, and, you know, he's always a fan favorite. The seats are filled up buying home. You know, all the reserve seats are all filled up buying home plate
so
down
fantastic.
The line. It's been a good year so far.
And we're going to be broadcasting the Colt 45 games again this year.
Fantastic.
You know, most of them. And
I know that the parents get a big charge out of it, that they can't be here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you hear from them.
I do.
But, you know, they're going, well, you know, they like that ability to flip on and go online and listen to the broadcast. And are you having the same young man coming back?
Yes, Jacob.
He did
back.
A great job last
Jacob.
Year, and that's how I kept hearing the people commenting, hey, you know, this is how it's supposed to be.
Good.
You know, when I played ball, we judged the radio guys by what kind of picture they painted. It's not just strike one, strike two. It's like, hey, it's a beautiful night out here tonight on thing. You can feel the breeze coming across the field right now. Boy, you can smell that grass was cut today. And oh boy, here we go, folks.
Jacob,
it's baseball time,
round.
You know.
Yeah.
Vin Scully and Jack Buck and all these famous guys,
yeah.
You know, they paint pictures.
Yeah, it's paint.
And baseball is a pastoral sport, and it was designed that way. It's a thinking person's game. It doesn't just happen all at once all the time, but it happens in 30-yard sprints, you know, and so you have to be prepared for those too. So I loved watching them down and seeing people keeping score.
Yeah.
You know, used to be everybody kept score of games and stuff. That's how you stayed involved in the game.
It is, you know, there's not a bad seat in the stadium.
No.
No.
It's so much fun.
It starts in the evening at 7:15.
7:15.
The sun's going down. You got the wind off the river.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
All of the home seats are in shade.
Yeah.
We don't worry about the visitors.
Yeah, the visitors, hey, have a man for yourself over there. Rick,
well,
Bassetti,
thank you so
Rick
much,
and
guys.
Patty, thank you so much for what you do for our community. But, you know, Tiger Field's going to be open, and the Colt 45.
Thank you for all the support from KCNR.
Absolutely, guys.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and hopefully we'll be able to get J.J. Harrison on the phone right after the break.
I want to be
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio down here in Roaring Gulch, Redding, California. Carl and Linda Bob here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Down here with like 8,000 of our closest friends. So, JJ, can you hear me?
You bet, I'm here.
Okay, we are on the phone with JJ Harrison, the man, the myth, the legend, soon to be a movie.
coming to a theater in 1985.
You know, buddy, you keep it going. It is so fun to watch you. I mean, I got a little bit of stand time last night, and just watched how you were just interacting with kids. You just keep it so alive. You are such a treasure. Thank you so much for being in Reading again. And what has this year been so for you like so far?
Well, it's always amazing, and I came out and I admitted it right on national television that this is one of my favorite crowds of all time. And people always ask that. They're always like, what sets rodeos apart? And really, we see a lot of the cowboys. We're all traveling kind of together. I see them every weekend. the stock is for the most part pretty equal at each rodeo, but the crowds set them apart. It is the crowds that really distinguish what makes a rodeo electric, what makes that energy just kind of be connecting with everybody. And my job is to be that bridge from the contestant to the fan and the fan back to the contestant, because everybody can kind of understand what I'm doing. I'm out there interacting with people. I'm obviously making them laugh. I'm trying to entertain them, but I'm not the show. I'm just a part of the show. And so, you know, I'm like salt. Too much of me, a little bit of me, I make everything better, but too much of me and you got to throw it out, right? So I try to just be the right ingredient to kind of make everybody feel connected. Everybody have a good time. But, we've just had fantastic rides. We've had fantastic runs. Last night, Stetson Wright, 89 points on a,
wow,
on a Bridwell Bowl that's dang near unridden. I mean, and it just blew the roof off of an unroofed building,
yep,
and it was awesome. It was great.
Well, JJ, how did you get started in this?
I failed at everything else in life. It's real simple. Yeah. No, honestly, I've got a master's degree in education. I was a school teacher.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to be like the family job. A lot of my family were school teachers, and so I got into that. But I always had a rodeo bug. I've always wanted to be a cowboy, and it just got drawn back to me. And in 2005, I stepped away from teaching in the summers and started doing some rodeo. And then I guess in 2008, the job just took over my whole life. And yeah, I've never looked back. It's been the best decision of my life. I was always the class clown. I was always the one, and I think my parents get credit for this, that wanted people to feel comfortable in the room. And so when my mom would have house parties, she would teach me how to talk to everybody, make sure that I spoke to everybody in the room, that everybody knew who I was and everybody knew they're welcome, and to make them feel included. And all I do is that same thing now. I don't want anybody that shows up at the Reading Rodeo that's never been to a rodeo to feel excluded or have to feel like they have no clue what's going on. I want them to know that, hey, this is here for fun. You're involved in it. Scream, cheer, stand up, have a good time with us, and figure the rest of it out later, you know? And so that's kind of what we've done. That's kind of been my mantra the whole career.
Now, how many rodeos do you go to a year, JJ?
I'm booked just about year-round now. We'll start December 31st with events, and we usually end 1st of November. And then I'll take November off. I try to stay married. And then I will start in December, and we'll do the NFR down in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's about 17 days of just pure chaos and fun and cowboy stuff.
Yeah, we usually broadcast from there, and it is, and we try to tell people, if you've never been to the NFR, you gotta go at least once.
Yeah. We do South Point, but, you know, we like to get down to the Thomas and Mack, you know. But anyway, so JJ, you know what the comment that came across, or the thought that came across as we were watching back on the Cowboy Channel, we encourage everybody that you can always watch it again and tape it and watch the, you know, the event if you had to leave or whatever. But watching Wayne and Will and you, the three of you are seamless. Like, you're picking up each other, you know, because it's live. You have no idea if somebody's going to fall or go back or run away. You know, anything that can happen any second, that's the excitement of rodeo. But you guys fill in the blanks so beautifully.
Yeah, we have to fill the lulls in, and the three of us are, you know, we're professionals. This is what we do. We can go to a rodeo and work together and then not see each other for a month and a half. And when you come back together, it goes right back into play. You gotta have a captain, and that's kind of Will up in the box. He's gonna have all the stats, all the stuff right next to him. Then my in-arena guy is gonna be Wayne. He's horseback. Kind of adds a different little element. You can see him. He kind of comes in with that smooth voice. And then there's me. and I'm the loose cannon of the group, and I'm the one that I'm going to chime in whenever the crap I want to, and I'm just going to try to bust in when I see something that I think is worth talking about, you know. And I love interacting directly with the crowd. I don't really do a lot of scripted stuff. There's things that work every time if I really need to dip into the well, but so much of what I'm doing is just constantly thinking, what am I going to see and say next? What will be the next thing I say? And a lot of it is based on the action. You know, I watch the road like everybody. I know the contestants. I know which ones I can pick at. I know which ones I, you know, self-deprecating humor always helps. Make a lot of fun of myself. But then when I got a bulldogger that bites the dust or doesn't jump off his horse, I can make fun of that. And that just brings everybody in. It shows humility. We all fail and succeed, and these contestants are no different. And, you know, it lightens the mood of a bad situation and kind of enhances a good one.
All right.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, you're out there with the football. You obviously, you know, an athlete.
So fun.
And then you take people's phones. I saw you.
Did you see that?
You're out there taking photos in the arena with people's phones.
Well, everybody comes up and they want a selfie. And, of course, I know what they want. They want me to take the phone, take a selfie of them. And I'll grab their phone and run down 30 yards and take a picture with random people. And, you know, I've done that for a lot of years. And then I'll run around the arena and I'll video stuff. And it what a treat for that person, you know, when they get their phone back. And I've only broke one phone, by the way. I've only broke one. But I give them back, and, you know, it's funny. Those end up on social media. I've had people that have sent me messages that they track down some of the people and send them the photos of themselves, and they end up making friendships and connecting. And that was kind of a neat story. I had a guy on Facebook tell me that, you know, he tracked down a person that he saw me take a picture with, and ended up getting a date. So, you know, I mean, you never know. It's just connecting people. It's a small world when we think about it. And the little cell phone thing it's fun to do because we want to promote the Reading Rodeo. We want to promote the rodeos that we're at. And social media is a fantastic way to do that. So the more pictures, the more of that stuff that's out there on the web, the better for everybody. The better for everybody.
Now, JJ, you're the barrel man. You're the one in the barrel when the bulls are out.
How do you?
I mean, I know you're out. You know, you're standing up. You're sitting on it. But every so often,
watch me now.
Can you tell when the bull is going to come?
Oh yeah. You'll know because they hit you. I mean, a lot of that job is safety for the bull rider and the bullfighters. And, you know, I try to be as tight as they will let me be. The stock contractors, they'll want me back a little bit. They, you know, some of them think that they've got to have a big old space for the bull to buck. And I get that. You know, I understand both sides of it. I know that the bull rider would just assume I'd be about 5 feet from him because he needs a place. What happens when you come off the bull, if you're dizzy, if you're going around or you get slammed down? You know, you don't know where that bull's at. And the bullfighters that we have do a tremendous job of keeping the bull distracted. And if somebody's going to take the hit, we want it to be me. I don't want to see my bullfighters get run over. You remember Josh Derry's got run over last year and a chest laceration. And, you know, that's scary and that drives me nuts. Makes me mad, to be honest with you. I don't like seeing that. That's not what we're about. We want everybody to get up and walk away. And so, ideally, I take the hit, and it hurts, it's not fun, and you get, you know, I've got concussions and things over the years, but the reality is that barrel protects me. And so if somebody's going to have to take a hit, let's let it be me, and that way everybody gets up, walks away.
Wow.
Well, your barrel is constructed in a way, a lot of reinforcement in there is obviously must be padded.
It's an aluminum barrel so that you can pick it up. It weighs about 120 pounds, and I'll pick it up. They got little handles inside there. There's a little false floor in there that's got a hole in it, so I can curl up and lay against that false floor. I use centrifugal pressure, push against the side. There's about 3-4 inch padding around the inside of it. And, you know, when you get hit, it's a lot like getting hit by a Volvo, but it doesn't matter. If you're braced in there, you can really take that hit just fine and you don't even notice it. But when you're loose in there, that's when it gets a little bit hairy. And, you know, that bull's put a big old dent in the side of that thing. You know, when they want to hit it with force, that's how bulls fight. They headbutt things. And so, you know, some bulls, it's fun. They get excited and they just are jacked up and want to hit it. And that's why it's actually got padding on the outside of the barrel as well. It's not just some big hard metal thing that they're hitting. It's a padded barrel on both sides. And the other half of that's to protect the bull. You know, kids and animals can do dumb things when you try to count on them. And I don't want a bull to come running up there smack into that solid aluminum barrel and hurt himself. So that's why the outside of it got padded too.
Yeah, well, that's a big thing in rodeo is taking care of the animals. They are athletes just like our competitors. But we need to take care of our animals because, you know, it's not just the money value, but you don't want to see an animal get hurt, and that's why rodeo takes such good care of all the animals out there. So, you know,
we so
much appreciate you being with us today, and I know you're going to be you're doing things all day, I'm sure, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a full day. They usually are. The nice thing about my job is I'm kind of the tip of the sword for the rodeo, and I'm the face that they may recognize. I'm the voice they'll hear, and so that lets me really connect with the audience, and so they'll keep me pretty busy doing some different things. I know we were in Les Schwab tires yesterday and gave out lots of trinkets and T-shirts and fun stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
The strange thing is with Redding, I'm not out trying to peddle tickets. I'm not trying to get people to come to the rodeo. We're sold out. They've done a tremendous job. I know the rodeo committee, and I know Lee Luft and Eric Matson, those guys have stepped up big to just really promote the Redding Rodeo, and it's showing because when you sell it out, that says people know it's there. They know it's in town. There's a legacy at this rodeo, the Concrete Cowboys years ago. It's impressive. You know, I don't know the full history of the entire show. I've only been here, I think this is my fifth or sixth year. And, but you know that they've been doing it right for so many years when you're starting to sell out rodeos for multiple performances. 3 out of 4 sellouts is insane. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, and we do. We work hard. Linda and I are both members of the association. Linda's an auxiliary. I'm a member of the association. But it's, you know, part of it is because of the people we bring in like you and Will and Wayne.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then the riders, the competitors, know this is a good rodeo. And that's why we get, you know, national final rodeo champions in here. But
like last night, but and tonight, and the next night.
And but it's a team, and you, like I said, you are, a big part of that team that brings the enjoyment, the happiness, the excitement to the crowd. We just want to tell you how much
you're
appreciated.
And tonight is a pink night, right? So we're going to get some shirts to you. I think I'll see you throw stuff out, right? Don't you do that? Or are you still throwing T-shirts to the crowd?
Oh, I'll throw anything you want. I'll throw poop from the crowd if you want. I don't care. We'll do anything you want to give away. It's funny. I have literally found little rocks in the arena and handed them out to people, and they take them home. You know, everybody wants a memory, and they want that little trinket from the rodeo, and that's why the football is such a great thing. I start with 7 or 8 footballs, and believe me, when I walk back to the trailer, I don't have a one of them left. The idea is and that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what I want, you know. And sometimes I'll get little stuffed animals and give to little first-time rodeo fans, and it's amazing how you connect. I get so many stories. Hey, you know, my son has still got that football you gave him 10 years ago. He's going to college. It was in his car to go to college with him. And you know, those are the stories that kind of tug at your heart a little bit, because you're like, how the crap do I have that much influence How do I have the power to have that much influence over another human being that they would value it that much? It's a Nerf football. But by God, I signed it. It was a fantastic memory that Reading Rodeo or Red Bluff or wherever gave them.
Yes.
And they want to hold on to that. We hold on to those special memories.
It is a memory. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Like, you just can't believe it. Thank you for being on our show this morning. We'll see you tonight. You're amazing. We're talking to the one and only, our special guy, JJ. Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the pancakes.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Okay, we'll see you tonight.
Okay,
all right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And we're
Joe's
back.
Passing today.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, no, we're back on the air, guys.
Passed today.
Jesus. Carl and Linda, we are on the air live.
Are we on the air live?
You are on the air now, yes.
Wow. That's hot. Well, you know, we're just sitting here chatting with people.
Well, you know what? Hey, in the process of all this stuff, you know, we pray and love over all of you that are here at the Pancake Breakfast. We appreciated all of the people coming forward. We love the beauty of what happens during rodeo and pray for their safety. We love the fact that they do honor the flag, the national anthem, a prayer, bringing everybody together, honor the cowboy code. We just were probably saying before we got on the air that somebody that we know that's dear and is passing from this life into heaven. And so we just we have to be grateful for this moment, our moment, together. And we see this in grand form this time of year, do we not, Carl?
You do. And, you know, you see it, you know, life goes on for everybody. And one of the things, you know, and life's not easy. And one of the things you see is when you have something like this, you know, the rodeo, the pancake breakfast, all the events, is sometimes it gives a respite to people that are going through some tough times. And but we can't forget is our community here. And this is one of the things that the rodeo, the Kulepo Nights, all the different events that happen, you know, part of it is the, you know, our community being together, pulling together, having a good time, and, you know, supporting each other. So
now, we've been sitting here doing our morning show, and it's the weather. I've not been down here when the weather is this agreeable. Yeah, there's a little bit of a breeze this morning, but I am so hungry to have these pancakes. We are like, okay, it's time. When we 9 o'clock, we are beelining down there.
There's been like 18,000 pancakes.
We've watched people go by, and it's just beautiful. You know, watch how you know, families to see the kids in their carts. You know, being pushed by their families, and people are bringing down grandkids. Generational families have going on. I got to thank, you know, Todd Pierce, or we want to thank Todd Pierce again, because that was very, very, like, emotionally moving and beautiful for us to see this morning. Rick Bassetti, great to have him in town to hear about what's
baseball,
going on with the Colt 45.
Which is another event. That's another thing that happened.
Family.
A family events that it's going to be starting May 29th and through the summer with the college kids. Yeehaw! People are coming by.
All right.
Okay. Now, you know, that's the other part about being down here. People come in and they're talking to us. We're on the air. You know, I don't, you know what? That's part of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Alex, I just want to thank Alex, Ben, and David.
Yes.
All three of our producers.
Came to our rescues today.
Worked, and we finally figured out.
Yeah.
And I'm still not sure what had to be pushed.
It was a button.
So that we could hear everything from your end, too.
Yeah.
So thanks. Thank you so much there, buddy.
No problem.
It might have been just it simply is that it happens sometimes. Within our studio, we have a static thing that happens. And it'll do something like that. And it's just almost like you have a little, like we call it a gremlin or a goblin or something like that that happens.
It just turns, from
scrubbing your feet on the floor a certain way or whatever.
It's the fun of live radio.
Yeah, and our equipment here, we could have had a little speck of something in one of the buttons and didn't know it. So, you know, you have that stuff that used to spray that would clean your boards, your computer boards, it would be called air. We should probably get a can of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we got enough hot air coming
out.
Oh,
we'll
right
have
now.
Carl just blow all I'll over the buttons. How's that? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the rodeo tonight, if you don't have tickets, I'm sorry, but it is sold out. And people are asking us, they're asking, oh, gosh, can you get us some tickets? I'd love to. If I could, I'd love to get you tickets, but they are sold out. But you can still come down here to the Cowboy or to the Roaring Gulch for pancake breakfast. They still it's $7 at the door, and you can come down and get a great pancake breakfast.
You know what, Carl? I've been waiting to the very last minute.
Uh-oh.
And in my purse, I have been carrying around two tickets to sit in the Chicks and Chaps section for tonight.
So are you giving away two
tickets?
I am
going to give them because I'm feeling right now the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is moving me to to give those tickets away to somebody who calls. You got to call the station.
605-4567. But you know what? You got to pick these things up before noon because we are on a roll today.
Yeah.
So if you want tickets to tonight's performance.
And you're going to be sitting in the Think Tank, the Chicks and Chaps section. I think that's I'm holding two tickets.
Okay, so we've got two tickets for tonight to the first caller at 530-605-4567. And you got to come down and pick them up. And so you can be in the rodeo tonight with us because we get down there about, 3:30. And Linda, then you pick up the national anthem speaker or singers.
Oh, yeah, I get down there about 4 o'clock. So this is that, you know. And I'm just telling you right now, if you get these tickets, I can't express enough. Either you take a Robba bus or you get there by 5 o'clock. And I'm telling you why. Because the last two nights, it's been crazy, crazy backed up. We had to have the National Anthem singers come a half hour earlier because now the parking's filled and that's it. They're closing, they closed the freeway down or closed the off-ramp down. So, you know, make a night of it.
Yeah, the Robba buses are running off.
A lot going on.
They're running off right down there on Yuba Street where the main office is, and they're running out of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Yeah.
They're running every 20 minutes, and then they start again after the rodeo's over for an hour. So,
yeah.
You know, if you can take that, just make it easier on yourself because they drop you off right down there by the Civic and you just walk across the grass into it. So,
or get there for a little bit before early. 5 and then, because the next two nights are going to be like a madhouse, sold out, crazy, standing room. But there's all kinds of vendors, new vendors, really fun vendors, you know, selling great swag and also, food. They've got some new food, different kinds of food this time.
There was I think it's a Korean corn dog.
Oh, man.
Which is
fun.
I saw a young man eating that yesterday, and it was like a full-time event.
Yeah, and always you've got your curly fries.
Okay, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. I hope you can join us at the rodeo tonight. If you see us, come up and say hello. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather, and God bless America.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.